Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he's still hoping for a weekend vote on the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, but he says the wheels turn slowly on Capitol Hill.
A lot of the voting will happen on Saturday, but at least and we'll see. I mean, we're waiting for all the birdbath rulings, which are taking a lot longer because the Democrats are contesting and challenging pretty much everything.
And he tells the Salem Radio Network it's worth the effort.
If we can get this done, it'll be a huge win for the American people. I mean, this is the biggest spending reduction in history, tax relief for working Americans, commitment to energy dominance, modernizing our military, securing our border. This really is the president's agenda.
Senator Thune remains hopeful he can get the bill passed through the Senate this weekend. The Pentagon's top leaders are reasserting the destructive results from last weekend's U.S. attacks against Iran's nuclear facilities. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. attack on Iranian nuclear targets was a success.
President Trump directed the most complex and secretive military operation in history. And it was a resounding success, resulting in a ceasefire agreement and the end of the 12-day war.
The Supreme Court says states can block the country's biggest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, from receiving Medicaid money for health services such as contraception. The 6-3 decision affected Medicaid funds for the state of South Carolina. The White House says the ruling underscores President Trump's position that states should determine abortion policy. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 404 points, the NASDAQ rose 194. This is SRN News. A new report paints a picture of the LGBT community in the U.S.
The Public Religion Research Institute poll finds that gay people are mostly young, liberal, and religiously unaffiliated. 36% of all LGBT Americans are under 30 years old, and another third are between 30 and 45. 51% of homosexuals identify as liberal, and a plurality say they vote Democrat. The PRRI study also reports that 52% of homosexuals are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The sleeper cell behind a deadly church bombing near Damascus this week belonged to ISIS, which had plans to target a Shiite shrine in a similar attack. That's the word from the Syrian government. The attack was the first of its kind in Syria in years and comes as the Islamist group currently ruling the country is trying to win the support of Christians. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Supreme Court ruling in a 6-3 vote today. States can cut off Medicaid money for Planned Parenthood. South Carolina argued no public money should go to the high-profile abortion provider. GE announcing a $500 million deal. It will create 800 jobs and shift production of clothes washers from China to Louisville, Kentucky. Commerce Department says the economy fell at a 0.5% annual pace from January through March. And British oil giant Shell is denying reports it's in talks to buy rival BP. Wall Street numbers for today. The Dow gained 404 points. S&P 500 ahead 52 and NASDAQ up 194. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.